and create an entirely and eternally enslaved nation. The naming commission on which we served was the remedy. It featured 3 Republicans, 1 Democrat, 4 retired flag officers, and was staffed by both soldiers and civilians. For 20 months, we listened to American soldiers, political figures, community leaders, advocacy groups, and more than 33,000 citizens who submitted recommendations. The names we chose represented exceptional examples of the service and sacrifice that make our military great. All passed with unanimous, bipartisan approval. Congress received them enthusiastically. The military implemented them with fanfare. They reflected the will of the American people through their elected representatives. President Trump had tried to veto this law in 2020, but Congress overruled him. Since congressional law now forbade him from honoring Confederates, Trump made the military find other soldiers with identical last names and unilaterally named the forts after them instead. These new namesakes served their country with distinction, but Trump is using those veterans as a cynical political ploy. The names were chosen merely because they matched the old Confederate names. He chose surnames over service, stripping honors from 10 true American heroes in the process. Trump's 2025 name switch does disservice to all those who serve. But while President Trump can change commemorations, he cannot erase history. We delivered on our promise. These heroes were the right names then, and they remain the right names now. But the fight is far from over, and the battle continues.
Introduction. 9 Army bases, 9 historic worthies, and 10 true American heroes. History began with heroes. At the roots of every culture rest stories of cherished figures who define those society's values. Heracles, Hector, Gilgamesh, Vishnu, the Jade Emperor. Sometimes they were gods. Often they were legends. Frequently they were warriors. And always they were inspiring. As time progressed and archives improved, these heroes became real people with actual actions. This remains the case for the United States. The most cherished stories of our popular history often center around military leaders like Washington, Lincoln, Grant, 2 Roosevelts, and a host of others. But in the early part of the 20th century, our nation lost its path. For political expediency and through a rushed, restricted process, the Army elevated Confederates to positions of prestige. Men who had taken their most infamous actions against the United States became the namesakes for the installations where our soldiers train, work, and live, forts in Army parlance. For about a century, many of our Army's premier posts were named for many of its deadliest historical enemies. We said names like Fort Bragg and Fort Hood without a shred of irony. Periodically, in the 1970s, 1990s, and 2010s, some Americans challenged those Confederate names. Each time, the Army defended them. This remained true as late as 2015, when an Army public affairs chief declared, "Every Army installation is named for a soldier who holds a place in our military history. Accordingly, these historic names represent individuals, not causes or ideologies." This was rather spurious reasoning. 3 of the Confederates never served a single day in the United States Army. Few others had led distinguished careers before 1861. Nevertheless, even after the Charleston shootings in 2015, the rationale landed as well as always. Some protested, a few celebrated, while most seized on reconciliatory themes and argued against stirring up the past. That changed in the summer of 2020, when George Floyd's murder by a Minneapolis police officer pushed Confederate commemorations to the forefront of public discourse once again. The largest protests in American history, over the deaths of Floyd and so many others, convinced Congress that it was time to act.